President Bush and Senator John Kerry have been spending time in states that polls show to be a toss-up. If voters in these battleground states seem to be getting a disproportionate amount of attention, they are. The campaigns say any one of these places could mean the difference between winning and losing in November. Iowa is one such state. It went Democratic in 2000, barely. And yesterday, both candidates were there at the same time and in the same city, Davenport. NPR's Don Gagne was there with them. Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
Davenport must have been pretty crowded yesterday.
It sure was. The city's downtown is not all that big, really. It's just a few blocks wide, hugging the Mississippi River shoreline there. And suddenly, on a weekday morning, you toss in two motorcades, two security details, two sets of press corps, and the buses they come in on, we come in on, two sets of protesters, plus all kinds of street closings and checkpoints, and suddenly there did not feel like there was a whole lot of room to just roam around.
Well, Senator Kerry, I gather, spoke to the citizens of Davenport first, and he noted the fact that the president was also in town. You have a clip of that.
Yes.
It occurred to me, I don't know how many of you know, I guess President Bush is just a few blocks from here. It occurred to me that he could come here for a great discussion about America's future if he were really willing to just turn the corner.
And Don, the joke is?
Right. He was alluding to a relatively new line that the president has been working into his speeches. The president, on issue after issue, says the U.S. has turned the corner and we're not turning back. So a little jab at the president's rhetoric there, an invite in jest, of course, for the president to come on over to this event, and we'll have a conversation here. Kerry's event was relatively small. It was indoors. There were just a couple of hundred people there. It was a roundtable to discuss the economy and to give the candidate a chance to criticize the president's economic policies. And most importantly, he announced that a couple of hundred prominent national business leaders, names like Warren Buffett and Steve Jobs and Lee Iacocca, all endorse Senator Kerry and endorse his economic policies.
The president's event was a large outdoor rally by the Mississippi River, and he spoke about Iowa's economy and what he's done for farmers. We have a clip of that, too.
We worked to strengthen our farmers and ranchers. We passed a good farm bill. I was proud to sign it. We phased out the death tax so America's family farmers can stay in the family.
Did the president acknowledge Kerry's presence in town?
He did not at all. This was really the president's basic stump speech, and he referred to Kerry in that speech only as his opponent, never mentioned his name, said nothing about the fact that Kerry was just literally a two-minute walk away at the time. And these two rallies were really very different. It wasn't a battle to see who could draw the biggest crowd. Again, Kerry's was that roundtable indoor thing, whereas the president's event did draw thousands to a riverfront park. The president, in his speech, talked about the war on terrorism and Iraq and made the point that he's made the country safer. And he did talk about Iowa's improving economy. But Kerry, of course, countered that while the president talked about 11,000 new jobs in the last year in Iowa, that the state has a net loss of 25,000 jobs overall since the president took office. So it was back and forth, though at different venues.
Don, what did people in Davenport make of all this attention?
They really did seem to love the fact that both candidates just happened to be here on the exact same morning, no matter which guy they support. Now, there was also some grumbling, of course, about road closings and all of that. But putting that aside, the general consensus I got from talking to people was that all the attention was good for Davenport. But it wasn't all good. With so much of the local police involved in crowd control and security and the like downtown, Davenport did have three bank robberies yesterday, a very rare occurrence. So the criminal element was watching the campaign schedules as well.
Thanks, Don.
Thank you.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne.